Started.
This is Dr. Lori Moore, and I'm introducing the second interview of our series. I'd like to comment once again on simply reminding people that these interviews are focusing on the balance between creation and surrender. So in some interviews, such as the first interview, we will go very deeply into one of these aspects. In the first interview with Penelope Smith, we looked, felt, and really put ourselves, as she and I dialogued within the interview, into the consciousness of what one person would call the Divine Mother, others might call by other names. But this is a consciousness prevalent on the planet right now, where the love takes us so deeply that we're able to neutrally see into everyone and everything through the love. And as we look at many different spiritual religions and spiritual paths that have been on the planet for hundreds to thousands of years, and really when we look at the paths of animals and insects and elements being other than human species, we see these forms of consciousness and these aspects have been around longer than the human species. We find that this completely neutrally universal loving all that is actually prevalent in the whole existence of all of the world itself. It's beyond, it's deeper, it's within the essence of this entire creation. So when we're in that consciousness and we're looking through life from that consciousness, which eventually becomes part of all of what we see life through, what is being said could sound rather shocking. And I brought up some experiences in which I simply had to see the beauty and love in what was before me. Now, where people sometimes get lost in this, in my personal experience and opinion, and I think if you look at a number of the different spiritual paths and religions and stations that people go through in these, by stations I'm referring to places of existence. So we'll have many states of grace in our life, where for a moment we're in oneness, or for a moment we're with the Divine Mother. But a station is when we're actually anchored, settled, grounded pretty consistently, not 100%, but the majority of the time in an arena of awareness, which allows us to move into other arenas of awareness over time. And each of these becomes an aspect of where we're settled in our perspective of existence. So there is a time when we start to become anchored in a place of existence where there really is not an I, and we simply are experiencing that this is itself. This is witnessing and is itself, and there's a great dissolving of I. But of course, we live in duality, so we also find this I reemerging again and again so as to involve, participate, serve, and truly to refine the ego so that the service and the experience that one is giving is of kindness, is of care, is of compassion, which really is the opportunity of being in duality. And if you look at each of the spiritual paths and religion, it really comes down to this being very important, the most important aspect, in a way, of each of the paths, because truly, without treating one another from the place of great goodness, what is the point? And as we surrender, you know, in some of the paths, it's just a complete, continuous surrender into whatever appears in consciousness. I work very deeply with Gangaji, a teacher of mine, and her teacher was Papaji, and before Papaji was his teacher, Ramana. So I spend lots of time inwardly. Ramana comes and merges. And I spend lots of time meeting Gangaji inwardly and outwardly. And in this path, there's always the invitation to surrender into whatever the experience is, which is what Penelope and I were talking about as we stepped into the Divine Mother consciousness that's one name this could be called, where really we start to see all of it in love. But what's important is this is not an acting out. So it's not that I discover, oh, well, the murderer is actually in my own consciousness, and now I go and murder. It's quite the opposite. We start to become so honest that we find everything of the goodness and the evil is somewhere in the consciousness, which is our consciousness. And as we step into what it is, all we can do is bow and go deeper into love, reverence, and a deep, deep kindness and serviceness. So when one is very, very steeped in the Divine Mother, such as the Saint Amici, when somebody comes to her who is in a state, like someone I had described in interview one, a homicidal state, now this is being used, please understand, homicidal as the most extreme. All of us deal, and the people that come to the love climate are dealing with much smaller problems, much smaller problems. I'm feeling angry at a friend, or I'm noticing arrogance coming up when I'm teaching, et cetera, et cetera. I was using an extreme example to try to make a point in the clearest way. As we encounter these smaller disrupts of disharmony in ourselves, and we step into them rather than justify them, run from them, or act upon them, if we step into the experience of them, for example, I might find irritation in myself, and I ask myself, well, where is that irritation? Well, it's always in the biological makeup. So here I find some irritation right here in my heart, and I simply sit and be present in the sensation beyond even knowing what irritation is anymore, choosing not to give a reason to justify it, to simply be. And I'm doing that right now because irritation is something that does come into my consciousness at times, of course, many times, and I know it well. So I'm sitting in that sensation rather than running from it, rather than judging it, rather than reacting to it, meaning rather than acting upon it. And as I just sit with it, beyond any story or explanation of what it is, what I'm finding is just this deep call to action, which is natural of itself. It's like a movement yang, which is what we're here to talk about today. So this movement yang is coexisting with this neutrality, this acceptance of all, so that goodness can be put into form and action. It's a natural part of the surrender into the Divine Mother. What is different about it than taking action on something we're resistant to, or against, or condemning, is when we do that, we become part of that whole energy of anger, of war, of fighting. And here, when we're in this Divine Mother neutrality, we can see, oh, here, somebody or some situation is occurring in a way where there's disharmonia, and I can interact with it in a way that is elementally designed to bring a potential of more harmony. And so here's where the Divine Father meets the Divine Mother. Here's where the yang meets the yin. Here's where creation meets surrender when we're talking about states of love. And both are very, very needed. There's many, many world faiths. And if you look at all of them say to treat one's neighbor as one would wish to be treated oneself. There's so many wordings for that. But the bottom line is we don't know exactly what the preferences are of each person in terms of being treated, what they like to taste for dinner or how they want to spend their afternoon. But we know that every single being on the planet, person, animal, angel, master, element, insect, every being would like to be treated with love, kindness, care, being listened to, being accepted, being acknowledged, no matter what state that being is in. Even if that being is in such a state of oneness that being perceives the love in all, their system will still be more harmonized by each of us if we treat with kindness.